This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is tremendously exciting. In fact, if you were watching the show yesterday, and obviously when I say watching the show yesterday, listening to the show, but then we post clips, video clips on YouTube. We have a Hockman and Crowder YouTube channel. And if you saw yesterday's show, we did a segment with Omar Kelly, went to a 7-Eleven to get a pina colada Slurpee and a $20 scratch off, which I paid for. And I still haven't heard from Omar whether we won anything or not, but he gladly took my money. I'm assuming we didn't win, but if we never hear from Omar again, and the next we hear of him, he's in San Guantanamo. We may have to question what happened on that lottery ticket. But yesterday was pina colada day. Today is July 11th, 7-Eleven. And 7-Eleven does free Slurpees on 7-Eleven Day. And Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, is joining us. I know his lovely wife is in the car with him as well. We're watching the video. Where are you? You're at a 7-Eleven somewhere?
Yes, Hawk, Cheryl and I. It's a road trip, you know. There's not a 7-Eleven in our neighborhood. So now we're in Pembroke Pines. Should I say where we are? We're at Taft and Flamingo. And it's very popular. A lot of people are, I've been sitting here doing the play-by-play of people going in and out of the door. Some are going in for seconds and thirds.
So now you're there at that particular 7-Eleven. Should we do a promotion where if anyone walks up to you, you will buy them a donut or something, as long as you're giving away your exact location? Do you want to flex a little bit?
Well, here's the deal with that. I'm more than happy to buy them a donut, or buy him a taquito,
sure,
a polar grill, a five-piece bone-in wings, or some Newports. Newport. The corporate card is in my wallet.
What a great radio promotion. If you go see Joe Zagacki at a 7-Eleven, he'll buy you a pack of Newports.
If the audience signs off on it, I'll buy someone here some Marlboro.
Funny. So I'm assuming you were just reading all the posters on the 7-Eleven windows there as you rattled off the entire menu.
Well, third down and seven for the Kings and 35. Save when you buy two Marlboro.
Hey, do you remember, how does your brain work? Do you remember the national championship game last year? We're so bad at, like, I can retain 80s music. That's my wheelhouse, movie lines. But, like, sports matchups, Super Bowls, NBA championships, even national championship games, which I watched, I was into, I wagered on. In the last segment, I couldn't even remember who played in last year's national championship. Could you rattle off 20 years in a row?
Probably not, but last year's national championship game, the problem that I have with it is I was with the University of Miami basketball team, and we had a flight to San Francisco, which was delayed, so I missed the game as I was in the air. I still have not watched it, but I am going to watch it before Miami plays Notre Dame. You know, what do we got, like 6 weeks until that game?
Yeah.
So I've yet to watch it, but I will watch it, but I didn't have a chance because we were flying to California.
Are we ready to go, by the way? Is Carson Beck the starting quarterback? Is he healthy? And, like, are we, like, is everything in place? Do we know anything about this team? Like, are they going to be legit good? Or we have no idea till they take the field week one?
I think they're going to be good because they've recruited at a high level. A lot of those homegrown players or, you know, high school players that they recruited are now juniors. Guys like Mark Fletcher and Reuben Bain. Everybody talks about the transfer portal, but you need guys like Fletcher and Bain to have great seasons. And those were guys that are homegrown, local, high school players that have been developed in the system. And then they've been surrounded by these transfer portal players, namely Carson Beck. I think he's going to be very good. From what I understand, he's been throwing. And I know there's this, for some reason, he's coming under a lot of criticism. And I don't get, as I mentioned before, his last six games last year, I think his number was 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. And I know he's got this injured wing or had one, but it's not like he's forgotten how to play football. He played at a high level for Georgia. And I think, you know, this would be setting the bar very high, I guess, but the defense has got to be a lot better than it was a year ago.
Hey, Joe, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask about the defense because Cam Ward got us out of a lot of trouble in the late game. We were winning game 45-42. I don't think you can't set up your team with doing that. Is the defense – Corey Heatherman, was he in Minnesota? Is it – it's not the same competition as the ACC. Can his aggressive defense, what I've heard you talk about, can that translate, and does he have the guns to run it?
Well, it better translate. That's why he was brought here. Minnesota's in the Big Ten, so, you know, they play a quality competition. The Big Ten won the last two national championships, so there you go, Hawk. There's two in a row for you. Ohio State, they were a top 25 total defense. I think they were top 10 red zone defense. Coincidentally, in the spring game, the offense had a first and goal at the 1 yard line and didn't punch it in. They got held in the spring game. So maybe you can't read much into that, but I know that was a point of emphasis. And they took the ball away a lot a year ago. And I do think there is something to coordinators that generate turnovers. And he's a guy that in his career, his defenses have been able to take the ball away. So I suspect Miami will be better with that part of their defense. At least I hope so. And, yeah, the defense last year, you know, ultimately, if you look back at last season and scratch your head, you say, well, they didn't get to the playoff because their defense wasn't good enough. And that's it.
Real quick before we send you in to get the Slurpees, just speaking of recruiting, you mentioned the word recruiting. What about the basketball team? How has Jay Lucas done? Because I read something the other day that they've got a pretty decent recruiting class so far.
Yeah, I think he did very well. It's going to be unusual because it's an entirely new team. I have never seen anything like it. They're going to have 12 or 13 completely new players, a completely new coaching staff. So the question will be, you know, how fast do you bring them together? Can they achieve an identity early in the season? What will that identity be? And if it's based on what he did at Duke, what his responsibility was at Duke, he was you know, in charge of defense. So you would think that he wants to build a team that can defend and rebound. And if you look at the roster, the players on this roster, their qualifications are, you know, guys that were very good defenders, good rebounders, and every position is size. They're going to be big, especially on the wing. Now, can they score a lot? I don't think they brought in elite scorers, but I think for him, he wants to start with defense and rebounding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.